ball away to Cerise, drives it down the lane, now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line to Chanel Farmer, dribbles the ball to the basket and scores!
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
Coach, the ball club has a nice win last night at Donovan Trumbull, 66-31, as John Kyle joins us, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, on the pregame show here this afternoon. Good ball game by your girls last night, Coach.
Yeah, really did some nice things as far as executing against their zone. They ran a 1-3-1 zone and really passed the ball well and got a lot of nice shots. I would have liked to seen us make a few more of those, but it's still early in the season, and we're going to get better as the course goes on. But really had a nice effort last night on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, coming off of the opening night loss and then the postponement last Saturday, you had a lot of time to get ready for Donovan Trumbull and Blue Hill. I'm sure you would like to have played before this, but the girls responded pretty well. Came out well, had a good first quarter, and kind of set the tone.
Really did, and you know, it's so challenging as a coach and as players because we saw a really tough man-to-man defense against SCOTUS, and you find some weaknesses, and you work on those and as you go, and then all of a sudden Donovan slaps a 1-3-1 zone on you, and we may see a 2-3 zone tonight, and so it really changes things up. But that's the great thing about sports is it's different each game, and the personnel is different, but really pleased with what we did last night.
Chanel Farmer and Jamie Williams combined for 35 last night. Kind of Chanel the second half. Jamie sparks you the first half. Good 1-2 punch there. And that's nice to see, is Chanel getting some offensive help.
We got a lot of offensive help around her, and she had a good second half, like you said, hit some nice shots, and Jamie played well the first half. But I thought some other girls stepped up and played some nice minutes. Caitlin Ernst played good, and Alyssa Schropp came in and did a nice job, and Morgan Nickler really passed the ball well last night. And so that's that's one thing. This team has to have a team effort each night out there, and so you like to see that against Donovan, and we want to build on that and carry it into the next game.
Donovan Trumbull, you hold him to 7 points each of the first three quarters, so no double-digit scoring for the Cardinals until the fourth quarter. Defensively, pretty solid last night?
Pretty good defensively. We were really able to pressure them, and that's what we want to do in our man-to-man is force them out of their comfort zone, and I thought we did a good job of that. But Donovan had a couple of nice athletes, some quick girls that could handle the ball and go to the hoop, and so I thought we did a really good job holding them to 7 points in each of the first three quarters.
Yeah, and you're getting a lot of people into the ball game, Coach, as you usually do, and getting some offensive output from a lot of those on defensive end too, but a lot of girls getting a lot of time to play, and that's good. Building on that depth, got to have it, don't you, Coach?
You definitely do, and that's one thing that these girls are all practicing well, and it's really hard as a coach to know who should get more time than the other girls, and so you want to give them opportunities and see who's playing well that night, and that's probably what we'll do tonight. But Olivia Thomas played well in the post, and Josie Jackson and Claire Hamburger came in and did a nice job, and Libby Kissinger passed the ball well. And so really we have a really nice 10 set of girls, good group of girls that can come in and help you out.
Now you got that first win, Coach, so on your way here, you hope Blue Hill now today. This ball club's 3-0. This is a good ball club, isn't it, Coach? What's the scouting report on the Lady Bobcats?
Well, they're very athletic, and they do some nice things with their guards, and I think a lot of it starts with Jordan Atwater. She's their point guard and does a lot of nice things handling the ball and creating things for their offense, and they play that 2-3 zone defense, at least they did Thursday night against Superior, and makes it tough for you to get anything easy, and that's one thing that Coach Streff always does. He has his girls ready to play and uses his talent and their abilities as best he can, and so we're going to have our work cut out for us tonight.
Yeah, Caitlin Kumpke is averaging, they've got her with 20 points a game. She scored 60 in their first three. Macy Coffey also in double figures. So obviously they got some scores, and Kumpke at 20 points a game, that's not bad in any league, is it, Coach?
Oh, definitely. And anytime you get, some 1-2-3 punch, like good teams have, it's tough to key on one or two players. And so we're going to have our work cut out for us, but at the same time we want to take them out of their element or their zone of comfort and force them to do things that they're not accustomed to doing.
You talk about the good passing last night that you had in the game. Obviously, you're going to need it tonight if you do face that 2-3 zone. They try to perfect that thing, so it's going to be a challenge for your offense tonight. You got to get an open shot, don't you?
We do, and it's going to be also a case where we're going to create some things on the defensive end, get out and run the floor and get maybe an easy basket here and there. It's not going to come a lot of times, but the more we do it, the better off we'll be. And so against that 2-3 zone, we got to look to the high post, the low short corner, and you also have to knock down some shots from the perimeter, and we've been doing a good job of that so far. We got to keep it up tonight.
Yeah, and if you get to use your speed and quickness, if you can, to get maybe some fast breaks, that keeps them out of that zone. They can't get it set up, can they, Coach? So you're going to try to maybe utilize that a little bit tonight.
Yeah, I think so, and really maybe force their guards into ball handling, see if they can handle our pressure, and maybe they can. And so then we'll have to make some adjustments as we go. But, you know, I have a lot of confidence in our team. These girls have been through a lot in the last year or two and have some good practices heading into this weekend. And so, you know, we're looking our expectations are high tonight.
Yeah, now you got that first win, Coach. As we said, now we can proceed down the road. The girls probably settling in and probably into a mode here of gathering and making this a team. And the most important game is the next one tonight. So I'm sure they're looking forward to it. They want to get to have this weekend, and I'm sure you're not concerned about playing two games in a row. The girls probably looking forward to it.
I think so. And we played a lot of our bench last night, try to keep girls fresh and not play them a ton of minutes. But, you know, at the same time, we're trying to get them some experience. Olivia Thomas has this is her first varsity experience, and Jamie Williams, she's a starter for the first time, and Alyssa Schropp, she's coming in and doing a nice job for the first time. And so, you know, it's one of those cases where we're building experience as we go, and we're giving those girls opportunities to make plays.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks a lot, Blaine.
John Kyle, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, on tonight's pregame show. More pregame for you coming up right after this.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, and welcome to Blue Hill High School, Blue Hill Community Schools, for high school basketball. Our coverage of the 2011-2012 season here on KLIQ FM 94.5 The Breeze, one of our family stations of Platte River Radio. Our pleasure to have high school basketball for you again in the 2011-2012 season. We have a doubleheader coming your way, going to start in just a few minutes. The St. Cecilia girls and boys on the road here in Blue Hill, taking on the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in high school basketball here this afternoon into the evening here on The Breeze. I'm Blaine Buelis. I'll have the play-by-play for you this afternoon as the St. Cecilia girls and the Blue Hill girls will start things off in about 8 minutes or so as they get ready to play their next basketball game. And the Blue Hill Bobcats, the Lady Bobcats, come in with 3 wins, no losses on the season. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes, 1 win and 1 loss, and 1 postponement. So this is the fourth round of games for each one of these teams. And St. Cecilia started their season December 1st with a loss to Columbus SCOTUS at home. The defending Class C1 state champions off to a rough start, losing that first game of the season to SCOTUS on its home floor, on St. Cecilia's home floor, 33-27. St. Cecilia then was scheduled to play at the Bishop Newman last Saturday, 1 week ago. That basketball game was weathered out with the snow last weekend and moved to December the 19th, and that'll be made up then at Bishop Newman. Then last night, back in action for the Hawkettes, they won at Donovan Trumbull by the score of 66-31 as the Blue Hawks, the Hawkettes, got their first win of the season, 66-31. They led this basketball game last night 29-14 at halftime, 48-21 after three, and cruised to that 66-31 win and not allowing double-digit scoring by the Cardinals until the fourth quarter of play. Chanel Farmer had 22 last night. Jamie Williams, 13 before the Hawkettes. They got scoring from 8 or 9 players last night. Caitlin Ernst had 9 also. And the Hawkettes won their first game of the year over Donovan Trumbull, 66-31. This is the beginning of the second of five games in a row on the road before Christmas for the Hawkettes. Started that season at home against Columbus SCOTUS. Donovan Trumbull last night, at Blue Hill tonight, at Wood River next Tuesday, then that makeup game at Bishop Newman on the 19th, and yet a game on the 22nd of December for the Hawkettes at Sandy Creek. So they've got 5 in a row on the road after their initial game was at home before the Christmas break, and then it's the Aurora Holiday Tournament. 2 more on the road before New Year's. In fact, the Hawkettes do not play at home until January 3rd, 2012, when they take on Fillmore Central. Not that many home games for the defending state champions, and they're on the road here tonight at Blue Hill. Tim Streff's Blue Hill Lady Bobcats are 3-0 this season. They started with a win at Kennesaw, 41-27, one at home over Donovan Trumbull, 64-33, and one over Superior on this floor the other night on Thursday night, 59-39. So this is the third of 3 in a row at home for the Hawkettes, and they are facing a Blue Hill team that is 3-0 on the season. Blue Hill has scored 164 points. They're averaging 55 points a game. They're giving up 33 per contest. St. Cecilia is averaging 46 points a game as they've scored 93, and they've given up 32 on this basketball season, giving up 64 points in the two games. So St. Cecilia and Blue Hill, this should be a good one in this girls' game. Blue Hill 3-0 on the season. St. Cecilia at 1-1 this basketball season as they get ready to begin this basketball game. St. Cecilia, Chanel Farmer leads the way in scoring at 14.5 points per game. Caitlin Ernst to 5.5 points per game. Morgan Nicola has scored 5 a game. Libby Kissinger, bothered by a bad back now, played very little last night. Usually one of the starting guards for the Hawkettes, and she's banged up a back problem, and Libby is not going to start this game tonight. Played sparingly last night after playing in the first game of the season, so it's going to be a little bit different look in the starting lineup for the Hawkettes here this evening. So St. Cecilia will come in, also with Jamie Williams averaging 7 points a game, Alicia Schroff at 3.5 per contest. The Blue Hill Bobcats have gotten a great performance so far this season in their first three games from Caitlin Kumpke. The 5'8 senior is averaging 20 points per game. She's poured in 60 points in three games for the Bobcats. She averages 20 points a game. Sophomore Macy Coffey averages 12.7 points per game. Jordan Atwater, the veteran senior, 6.7 points per game. Lauren Ryman averages 2 points a game. And Kelsey Carr, 3.3 points per game. The 5 starters for the Bobcats, again, they start 3 seniors, a sophomore and a junior. So this should be a good one, St. Cecilia and Blue Hill in the girls' game, the boys' game to follow here at Blue Hill High School as high school basketball begins. We begin our coverage here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 and at KLIQFM.com. And you are listening to high school basketball on KLIQ FM 94.5, The Breeze, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island, and KLIQFM.com. High school basketball coming your way. We'll kind of keep you updated if we can on the Hastings College basketball games going on in the Sioux City. We'll have updated scores on those games for you as we go through the broadcast here this afternoon and into the early evening. It's Blue Hill and St. Cecilia, boys and girls high school basketball here on The Breeze this afternoon. That is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. We will take a timeout. When we return, we'll give you those starting lineups and have the first quarter play-by-play after this 30-second timeout.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.
With you, and high school basketball is going to commence here in just a couple of minutes at St. Cecilia and Blue Hill. Girls boys doubleheader, and the girls game will be up first. For St. Cecilia, we mentioned that Libby Kissinger, bothered by a bad back, is suited up today, played sparingly last night. She's not going to start tonight. St. Cecilia is going to go with a tall lineup. Usually you don't see the Hawkettes with this much height in the starting lineup. They're going to go with Caitlin Ernst, the 5'11" senior. 5.5 points per game for Caitlin, the veteran. Morgan Nicola, a 6-foot sophomore. She averages 5 points a game. And Olivia Thomas, a 6-foot junior, will also be starting for the Hawkettes tonight. She averages 2 points per contest. So you got Ernst at 5'11", you got Nicola at 6-foot, and you got Thomas at 6-foot up front for St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer, the 5'6" junior, averages 14.5 points a game. She'll get the start. And Jamie Williams, the 5'10" senior, averages 7 per game, will start for the Hawkettes. So it is Williams and Farmer, Ernst, Thomas, and Nicola for St. Cecilia and John Kyle's Ball Club looking for victory number 2. for the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats, Jordan Atwater will start, 5'9" senior. Caitlin Kumpke, 5'8" senior. Lauren Ryman, a 5'9" senior. Kelsey Carr, a 5'8" junior. And Macy Coffey, the 5'10" sophomore. Again, Kumpke averages 20 points, 1.7 rebounds. Coffey, 12.7 points, 8.3 rebounds. Jordan Atwater, 6.7 points, 3.7 rebounds. Lauren Ryman, 2 points, 2 rebounds a game. And Kelsey Carr, 3.3 points and 4 rebounds per contest. So it's St. Cecilia and Blue Hill girls and boys high school basketball here on The Breeze this afternoon into the evening. And St. Cecilia looking for victory number 2 on the season. And for the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats, they're trying to go to 4-0 on the basketball season. So the Bobcats and the Blue Hawks will go St. Cecilia in their traveling blue uniforms and with the white trim and the white numerals as they introduce the starting lineups to the crowd here as the St. Cecilia girls, again, another road game. So they're going to play back-to-backs here. They played last night at Donovan Trumbull with the victory and playing here this afternoon at Blue Hill. So less than 24 hours since the game last night. We'll see how the Hawkettes react to this first back-to-back on the season. And the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats played on Thursday night, so they had last night to rest and get ready for the Hawkettes. And Superior, defeating Superior, 59-39 on the season. And the Bobcats have scored 41, 64, and 59 points in their first three contests. So they can put some points on the board. St. Cecilia has played real good defense, and we'll see what that transpires here. This should be a good girls' game. The boys' game to follow, that should be a good one, too. Blue Hill won his first game on the boys' side the other night over Superior, and 2 wins on the season for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. They'll try to get victory number 3 after the win last night in Donovan Trump. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll have the first quarter of play after this 1 minute timeout.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And the trumpet playing of our national anthem here before Blue Hill and St. Cecilia girls boys high school basketball on The Breeze. KLIQ-FM 94.5, KLIQFM.com. And we're about ready to begin this first of two. St. Cecilia starting Chanel Farmer, Caitlin Ernst, Morgan Nicola, Olivia Thomas and Jamie Williams, and for the Bobcats of Blue Hill, Jordan Atwater, Caitlin Kumpke, Lauren Ryman, Macy Coffey, and Kelsey Carr. St. Cecilia traveling blue, white numerals, white trim. Bobcats in their home white with the blue numerals and blue trim, so we got a lot of white and blue in the arena here this afternoon and evening. Hawkettes go for victory number 2. The Bobcats looking for their 4th win of the season. They're going to have Macy Coffey, the sophomore. She will jump the opening tip here against St. Cecilia's Olivia Thomas. The Hawkettes shoot at the basket to our left. The Bobcats control the tip, and Jordan Atwater, the 5'9 senior, immediately calls out a play. And man-to-man defense by the Hawkettes, and ball stolen by Chanel Farmer. Farmer on the steal for St. Cecilia. She will drive all the way left-handed, shot up and good. Chanel with the steal and score. It's a quick 2-0 lead for the Hawkettes. The first turnover of the game results in 2 points for St. Cecilia on the steal by Farmer. Atwater in the corner. Shot put up there for 3. Is going to be no good by Caitlin Kumpke. Rebound by Farmer. The Hawkettes want to run from right to left. Now Farmer into the front court. Slows it up now and travels. And now pulls that pivot foot and a travel on St. Cecilia. Their first turnover. St. Cecilia will pick up in the back court as the Bobcats inbound the basketball. Jordan Atwater. Farmer on the defense there. Atwater into the front court, right in front of us here, tipped away. Jordan runs it down, knocked away again by Farmer. They scramble for it. Atwater picks it up in the back court. Jordan now across the timeline into the front court again for the Bobcat. Tecumkey. Caitlin with it. Back to Atwater. Thanks to see you. Going to play in a trapping 2-3 zone here to the baseline. The basketball back out to Atwater. Jordan with it. Top of the key to Kelsey Carr. On the wing to Kumpke. Takes a 13-footer, and it's good. First shot of the game. Field goal, Caitlin Kumpke. She averages 20 on the season. We're tied at 2, just over a minute play. Farmer front court for St. Cecilia against his 2-3 Blue Hill zone to start this thing off. So the Blue Hawks will work against the zone defense of the Bobcats, is what the Hawkettes expected here from Blue Hill, the 2-3 zone. Farmer long three, top of the key is going to be an air ball and out of bounds. No good. It'll be Blue Hill basketball. So long three there, no good by Farmer, and St. Cecilia will pick up full court pressure in the backcourt as Macy Coffey inbounds the basketball in the backcourt to Jordan Atwater. Atwater will control that basketball on the dribble for Blue Hill. Almost knocked away by Farmer again. Atwater into the front court. There's pass going to be picked off by Caitlin Ernst. Long pass into the front court to Chanel Farmer, but on the pass, Ernst is fouled in the play. Caitlin Kumpke picks up the foul as Caitlin Ernst tried to get that ball into the front court to Chanel Farmer for an easy field goal, and Ernst's arm was hit. The foul in the backcourt on the Bobcats, first on Kumpke. Ernst inbounds to Farmer. We're tied at 2 in the first quarter of play. Thanks to see a basketball. Free throw line. Thomas on the deep in the corner. Nicholas shot up and good. Morgan Nicola with a 17-footer from the corner. Makes it 4-2. Blue Hawks in the lead. Atwater front court. That pass baseline to shot put up is going to be no good by Coffey, but she's fouled in the play. Macy Coffey will go to the line to shoot 2. Foul on St. Cecilia. Foul called on Caitlin Ernst. That's her first, team's first, and to the free throw line to shoot 2 is going to be Macy Coffey. Coffey on this season with the 12 points per contest, and Macy's going to shoot 2, misses the first. The left-handed shooter. Coffey misses the first, and she'll eye the second. Quickly into the game, Libby Kissinger, again, bothered by a bit of a back problem, is now into the game, and Olivia Thomas goes out. So Kissinger in the game now. Second free throw by Coffey's good. Makes it 4-3. It took about 2 minutes and 7 seconds, and Kissinger in the basketball game for the Hawkettes. 4-3. Thanks to see they have the ball. Williams now to Kissinger at the top of the key. Libby will control their left wing. Kissinger, St. Cecilia again, works against this 2-3 zone to Farmer now out on the wing. Top of the key to Kissinger, to Chanel Farmer. The free throw line, back out to Libby Kissinger. Eye the three, didn't take it. Eliza lobs it to Nicola. With the left wing to Williams. The corner to Ernst, back out top of the key to Libby Kissinger. Underneath to Ernst, she will turn, shoot, and score. The Caitlin Ernst works her way free underneath for the field goal, and it's 6-3, Hawkett. Atwater in the backcourt. Farmer still in the defense there. Atwater passes tipped away and out of bounds. Quick hands there by Farmer. Got in the passing lane, knocked it out of bounds. Caitlin Kumpke to inbound. Now Macy Coffey will go over there and throw it in. The 5'10 sophomore. Veteran outfit here, really, for the Bobcats. There's a pass tipped away by Nicola, stolen by Kissinger. Turnover. Bobcats, Farmer front court to Nicola. Morgan can't control it on the baseline. Lost it out of bounds. St. Cecilia turns it over for the second time. 6-3 Hawkettes, 5:04 to go first quarter. And St. Cecilia with man-to-man pressure in the backcourt all over this floor. Bobcats, Coffey will inbound. They get it into Atwater, and Farmer will play the defense in the backcourt. It's Jordan Atwater making Jordan work every time down the floor. Pass to Kumpke. Free throw line now to Ryman, top of the key. Atwater, her shot up off the side of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound, Kelsey Carr. Pass underneath intended for Coffey's picked off by Kissinger. For the turnover, Bobcats. Libby Kissinger runs from right to left. Pass underneath is tipped and stolen by Ryman. The Blue Hawkettes turn it back over. Now Kissinger with the steal in the backcourt. Bobcats turn it right back over to the Hawkettes. Libby Kissinger front court. Slow things up here a little bit against, again, this 2-3 zone of Blue Hill. Free throw line pass to Nicola. Morgan in the corner to Chanel Farmer. Chanel eyes the three, takes it this time. Off the rim, no good. Long rebound goes to the corner. Grab there by Nicola. Pass underneath the streaking Chanel Farmer. Puts it up and in. Nice pass to Farmer from Morgan Nicola. And a quick timeout, Tim Streff and the Blue Hill Bobcats will take one with 4:16 to go in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 8, Blue Hill 3, back in 30 seconds.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, in addition to Thramer's Food Center, our thanks to the Blue Hill fine sponsors, New Beginnings Preschool, Ron's Pharmacy, Glenwood Telephone, and the Thramer's Food Center, and our KLIQ Sportscasters Club members. St. Cyr with the lead, Blue Hill with the basketball. Kumpke will take a 16-footer. Caitlin shot up and good. Caitlin Kumpke, her second field goal, and she averages 20. She has four of the five Bobcat points. The game for St. Cyr is Alicia Schropp, the 5'5 junior, and she has the basketball now to Nicola, to Kissinger. Nicola at the free throw line in the lane, 13-footer on the run, off the glass, and good. Morgan Nicola with her second field goal, 10-5 Hawkettes. They work from the free throw line. Nicola drives in and takes a 13-footer. There's a steal by Chanel Farmer. Quick hands by Farmer, gets the steal to Nicola. She will drive. Morgan shoots and scores. Farmer with the assist. Nicola, her sixth point, 12-5. St. Cecilia with good defense here, forcing the turnovers, five already for Blue Hill. Farmer with the defense inside pass now to Ryman, to Kumpke, Caitlin Kumpke, to Atwater, right side to Coffey. Macy with it there to Caitlin Kumpke. 3:12 to go, first quarter. Cross-court pass to Coffey. Pass tipped there, but grabbed by Atwater. Atwater in the lane, 12-footer up and off the rim, no good. Coffey rebounds. Her shot up, no good, but she's fouled on the play. Macy Coffey on the offensive board for the Bobcats. Foul called on St. Cecilia is Olivia Thomas. And to the free throw line to shoot two is going to be Macy Coffey. She's one out of two from the line, has 1 point. It's 12-5. Hawkettes, 3:03 to go. Coffey's free throw is long, no good. Chanel Farmer now goes out of the basketball game. Sarah Getter, the 5'10 senior, checks in. Morgan Nicola will step out. And Josie Jackson, a 5'3 junior, also in for St. Cecilia. Second free throw by Coffey's good. She makes one out of two. It's 12-6. Hawkettes. Kissinger will bring it into the scoring zone. Bounce pass right side to Schropp. Cross court to Jackson. Top of the key to Kissinger. Left wing to Jackson. They look inside. Can't find Gettert. Kissinger to Jackson. Pass underneath to Ernst. Double team. Puts up the shot and scores. Excuse me. Olivia Thomas with the field goal. In time to Olivia Thomas, and she scores 14-6. Ernst getting a rest, and Thomas in there. In the middle for St. Cecilia. 14-6, Hawkettes. There's an errant pass. They race for it in the corner, knocked out of bounds by the Hawkettes. Sarah Getter can't quite get to it before it goes out of bounds off of Hawkettes. Ernst checks now, checks back in. Alyssa Schropp. Alyssa Schropp goes out for St. Cecilia. Bobcats to inbound Coffey, far sideline to Atwater. Jordan Atwater for the white and blue. Blue Hill to Coffey. She will drive to the baseline, puts up a runner from five, going to be off there, no good. Battle party comes in, getting the basketball and scoring is Jordan Atwater. She's on the offensive boards, 14-8. Hawkettes with the lead with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Pass inside is deflected out of there, and the turnover point by the Hawkettes, and Atwater has the ball from Blue Hill. And the thread too thin a needle there with the Hawkettes on that pass, and they turn it over. Coffey with it, man-to-man defense now for St. Cecilia. Atwater with it, top of the key to Kumpke. Takes the 17-footer and off the iron. No good. The rebound, Olivia Thomas. Thomas now to get her. Sarah across the timeline for the Hawkettes to the scoring zone. To Libby Kissinger. To get her at the top of the key. Left wing to Jackson. Back to get her. Left wing to Jackson. They look inside for Thomas. No pass there. Thomas and Ernst at the post now for the Hawkettes. 1:25 to go. First quarter, 14-8, St. Cecilia. Kissinger, long three from the wing, is in the hole. Libby Kissinger for three. That was a long three indeed. 17-8 Hawkettes. Wholesale changes. Farmer back in. Jamie Williams back in for St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola back in the game. Lisa Schropp back in for the Hawkettes. So four new ones. Ernst stays at the floor. 17-8 St. Cecilia. Atwater across the timeline on the dribble. Farmer on the defense for the Hawkettes. Jordan gives up a dribble, passes the basketball to the baseline. There's a pass underneath, picked off by St. Cecilia. They get another steal there. The front court, Nicola to Chanel Farmer. To Schropp, top of the key out of Farmer. 17-8, less than a minute to go in the quarter. To Williams. To Farmer for three, top of the keys, off the iron, no good. A battle for it. He goes in the lane. Coffey picks it up for the Bobcats. Macy runs into the front court to Atwater. She puts the shot up, no good. No whistle on the play. Rebound shot up, off there, no good by the Bobcats. Atwater, another rebound. Her shot will go up and good this time. Jordan Atwater with the field goal, and it's 17-10. Adrian Lipker in the game for the Bobcats worked the offensive boards there, and Atwater got one and scored. Farmer to the baseline for the Hawkett. 23 seconds to go. Nicholas shot up's going to be off the iron. No good. A battle for it. Ernst is there. And a Bobcat hits the deck. Coffey and a foul going to be called on St. Cecilia's Caitlin Ernst. That's number two on Caitlin. She will have to call it good this first quarter. Ernst out. And Olivia Thomas back in. Two fouls, 2 points on Ernst. 21 seconds to go. 17-10, St. Cecilia. Up and down. They've gone here, St. Cecilia. Committed five turnovers. The Bobcats six. There's an almost another steal by Farmer. She will knock it away. Chanel will pick it up. Ball rolls out of bounds, though. Tipped out of bounds by Jordan Atwater, who got back. Farmer got the tip. He got the steal, but Atwater got back to knock it out of bounds before Farmer could score. Lexi Himmelberg, 5'4 junior, checks in for the Bobcats. Saints to see a ball. Farmer to inbound underneath her own basket. Does long to Nicola. 9 seconds to go in the quarter to Farmer. To Jamie Williams. To Nicola, will take an open 17-footer. Bounce out of there. No good. A battle for the rebound. Bobcats come out of there with it. That's the end of the first quarter of play. After one, St. Cecilia 17, Blue Hill 10. Back with period number two in 30 seconds.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The Breeze, 94.5.
One quarter has been played here at Blue Hill in the girls' game, our first of two. St. Cecilia leads Blue Hill 17-10. Hawkettes have not trailed in the game. We were tied at two. St. Cecilia will send out Morgan Nicola, Olivia Thomas, Libby Kissinger, Lisa Schropp, and Jamie Williams out there for the Bobcats. They're going to have Macy Coffey on the floor. They've got Kelsey Carr on the floor. Lexi Himmelberg. April Thaman, the 5'5 junior, will start this quarter. St. Cecilia has the basketball. And also out there is Adrian Lipker, the 5'11 freshman. St. Cecilia with the lead in the ball. Second period underway. Kissinger now to Nicola. Pass underneath to Schropp. Double team there. Dribbles it out of there. Back out to Nicola. Many defensive people there. Kissinger with it now. As the Bobcats stay in that 2-3 zone, top of the key shot, going to be off there, no good by Schropp. Battle up for the in the lane, picked up by the Bobcats, Kelsey Carr. Carr now to Lexi Himmelberg. Himmelberg for Blue Hill. The pass down to April Stamen in the lane. Shot, a pass rather, pass underneath, a shot put up there by Macy Coffey. She's fouled once again. Coffey with the left hand. I'll call in St. Cecilia's Olivia Thomas. That's two on Olivia. And to the free throw line for the third time, Macy Coffey. She's two out of four from the line, has 2 points. Jordan Atwater had four. Caitlin Kumpke, four for the Bobcats, two for Macy Coffey. Coffey's free throw will bounce around and off. No good. Back in the game, Jordan Atwater and Caitlin Kumpke for the Bobcats. Going out, Thaman and Himmelberg. Chanel Farmer comes in. Alyssa Schropp will go out for the Hawkettes. So Chanel Farmer out there with Olivia Thomas, Morgan Nicola, Jamie Williams, and Libby Kissinger. Second free throw by Coffey is no good. Misses them both. Rebound by Atwater. Her shot up short. Offensive rebound, but it would not fall for Atwater. And the rebound to Nicola for the Hawkettes. Kissinger to Farmer. Right side to Williams. Cross-court pass to Libby Kissinger. Dribbles it to the top of the key now. Again, it's 2-3 blue. The Bobcat, though, there's a pass deflected, but it goes to Farmer. Inside now to Thomas, turns from five. Shot up, no good, but Thomas fouled on the play. Olivia Thomas will go to the line to shoot the first free throws of the game for the Hawkettes. They lead 17-10. Had no scoring in this quarter. 6:53 to go. Olivia Thomas' first free throw is up and good. She has three. The Hawkettes have 18, and they lead 18-10. Going out, Jamie Williams checking back in. The senior, Sarah Gettert, for the Hawkettes. Olivia Thomas, the junior, will throw up the second free throw. This one's long, no good, into the lane, and grabbed by the Bobcats, and Atwater has it. So one out of two for Thomas, 18-10, Hawkettes. Bobcats with the ball. There's a pass picked off by Morgan Nicola. Still turnover. Nicola front court to Chanel Farmer. Chanel with the basketball now to Nicola. Left side to Kissinger. Libby with it. Cross courts it to Farmer against this Blue Hill zone. To Nicola turns from 13 off the glass and rim. No good. A battle for it and a rebound for Jordan Atwater for the Bobcats of Blue Hill. Atwater bounce pass in the front court. Kicked off by Chanel Farmer. We pass there. Farmer with the steal. So drive all the way. Shoot. Rolls off there. No good. Offensive rebound. Nicola passes to Farmer. Seven-footer up short. No good. Rebounded out of there by Adrian Lipker. Lipker to Atwater. Bobcats run from left to right. Kumpke is bumped on the baseline, but no foul there underneath. And all alone, shot put up is going to roll off. No good by Kelsey Carr. The rebound to Olivia Thomas. So each team missing close-range shots, and it's still an 8-point St. Cecilia lead. Chanel Farmer stops and takes a three-pointer. It's going to be off there, no good. Wide of the mark, tipped out of bounds by Sarah Gettert, but a foul going to be called on Gettert. She tried to get knocked the ball away and commits the foul. And St. Cecilia will send to Schropp, Ernst, and Williams back in. Kissinger sits, Thomas sits, and Nicholas sits. Coming back in for the Bobcats will be Macy Coffey. Coffey will throw the basketball in. Atwater's on the floor. Kumpke's on the floor. Lipker. 5'11 freshman out there for the Bobcats, and checking in for the first time is Elizabeth Schwab, a 5'9 senior for Blue Hill. 18-10, St. Cecilia. 5:38 to go before halftime. Atwater double teamed and a travel. Jordan Atwater. Cool turnover number 8, as we have a 5 on St. Cecilia. And it's Hawkette basketball. Right in front of us here, we're on the stage at Blue Hill. And behind the St. Cecilia bench, first of two tonight here on The Breeze. KLIQ FM 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. Basketball, Schropp. Schropp to the baseline, gets a screen, takes a 12-footer, rolls out, no good. Coffey battles for it and grabs it for the Bobcats. Out of pass to Jordan Atwater. Front court pass down, off the fingertips and out of bounds of Elizabeth Schwab and another turnover. Schwab almost had the break, couldn't control the pass. Ninth turnover, Bobcats basketball, Hawkettes. 18-13. 1 point scored in this quarter. Free throw by St. Cecilia. The Bobcats haven't scored yet. Farmer now to Gettert, top of the key to Schropp. To Gettert, cross-court pass is going to be picked off. Hawkettes turn it over. Pick off by Coffey, front court Kumpke. Caitlin into the lane, loses control, but gets the basketball out of there. It's tipped past center court and out of bounds off of a Hawkette, and it'll be Bobcat basketball. Checking in for Blue Hills, the starter Lauren Ryman, the 5'9 senior. Going out is the freshman Adrian Lipker. Blue Hill will inbound the ball on the defensive side of their front court. It's inbounded to Jordan Atwater. Schropp will play defense now on Atwater. Trying to make Jordan work, work and work. Controlling the basketball to Kumpke on the wing. Shot for three is going to bounce out of there. No good. A battle for it. Two Bobcats there, and one of them, Coffey, comes out of there with it to Atwater. Jordan bounce pass to Kumpke. She'll take a dribble, take a 17-footer. This one's no good. A battle for it inside and a whittle. Foul called on Macy Coffey as she tried to get that offensive rebound and picks up her second foul. Morgan Nicola. Olivia Thomas come in. Gettert and Schropp go out. Nicola on the floor. Thomas on the floor. Williams on the floor. Kissinger and Ernst for St. Cecilia. Interchangeable parts for the Hawkettes. They played 9 or 10 in this game with people to different spots on the floor and trying to find the right combination. Kissinger with it at the top of the key. Pass underneath for Ernst. She saves it from going out of bounds to Nicola. Morgan in the lane, a runner from 7. Off there, no good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Thomas. She'll miss the shot from up close. Olivia grabs it again. Another shot missed. Ernst with the offensive rebound back out to Nicola for 17-footers. Good. So a lot of pressure on the boards by the Hawks. Yes, they keep it alive, and Nicola makes the 17-footer, and she has 8, and the Hawks have 20, 20-10. Atwater loops the pass to Kumpke. Inside pass is going to be chipped away and stolen by Ernst, knocked away by the defense of Hawks. 10th turnover on Blue Hill. Nicola front court pass underneath, all alone, and scoring is Jamie Williams. Jamie Williams, her first field goal, timeout, Blue Hill's Tim Swift. The Hawks have a 22-10 lead, their biggest of the afternoon. We'll take a timeout with 3:29 to go in the second quarter. St. Cecilia 22, Blue Hill 10, back in 30 seconds.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hawkettes have outscored the Bobcats 5-0 in this second quarter. Now lead it 22-10 with 3:29 to go. So the Hawkettes pitching a shutout in this second quarter of play against the unbeaten Lady Bobcats. St. Cecilia trying to pick up victory number 2 on the season. This is the second of 5 road games before Christmas for the Hawkettes, and then they'll be in the Aurora Holiday Tournament between Christmas and New Year's, so a couple more on the road. So the Hawkettes will get a little taste of bus travel in the next few weeks before Christmas. Blue Hill basketball, they'll throw it in on the end line, come the length of the floor, tipped out of bounds by Chanel Farmer on the throw-in pass. Farmer with the quick hands there, knocks it out of bounds. Bobcats throw it in once again. Macy Coffee trying to get it in, does in the backcourt to Jordan Atwater. Atwater hounded there by Farmer. Gets it all the way down the floor. Now double team. Farmer tries to get the save. Can't do it. Hawkettes tip it away. Farmer tried to save it, but the save landed on the sideline, and it'll be Bobcat basketball with 3:20 to go. Macy Coffee to inbound for Blue Hill. Does to Atwater. Jordan with it, the 5'9 senior. Pass for Coffee. Double team there. Atwater tipped away by Nicola. And a foul going to be called on Morgan Nicola. Your first. 3:13 to go in the half. Jamie Williams comes out, and Alyssa Schropp comes in. Alyssa Schropp, the 5'5 junior, comes in for the Hawkettes. Inbound of the Bobcats to Jordan Atwater. Farmer on the defense. Atwater almost tipped away from her. Jordan grabs it to Caitlin Kumpke. This defense of St. Cecilia has been very good, playing a combination of man and zone here in this. They're in the man right now. Kumpke with it. Can't get the shot. A pass lobbed underneath. Is tipped away, but grabbed by the Bobcats. Coffee puts up the shot. It goes to Macy. Misses the shot, but she's fouled again. And for the fourth time this quarter, Macy Coffee will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for the Bobcats. Foul called on Libby Kissinger. That's her first. And Coffee will pull it up again. Misses this one. She's made 2. She's missed 5 in this game already. Caitlin Ernst in, Olivia Thomas out for the Hawkettes. The Coffee's made a living. She's 2 out of 7 from the free throw line. Second field time is in and out, no good. She's missed 4 in a row. And 22-10 stays the score. Farmer and Kissinger now on the wing to Schropp. Top of the key to Kissinger against the 2-3 Blue Hill zone. And the New Hawks working it around the perimeter to Nicola, lob underneath Ernst. She will shoot and score. Nicola to Ernst, the inside game works there for the Hawkettes, 24-10, 7-0 run in this quarter for St. Cecilia. They've scored the only 7 points of the quarter with 2:20 to go. There's a pass tipped away and rolls to the near sideline. Coffee tries to save it. She does, but her pass out goes to Kissinger on the steal for St. Cecilia. The Kissinger drives, puts up a runner. Going to be off the side of the backboard. Nicola offensive rebound to Schropp for 3 in the air. Off the rim, no good. The rebound by Kumpke, knocked out of bounds by Libby Kissinger. Very quick hands in the defense of St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger comes into the game for the first time for St. Cecilia, the 5'9 freshman. She comes in the game, Jamie Williams in. Kissinger goes out, and Nicola goes out for the Hawkettes, leading 24-10 with 2:03 to go. Again, no points this quarter for Blue Hill. Atwater with the basketball against the defense of Chanel Farmer. Pass now to Caitlin Kumpke. Comes to the free throw line, pass to Ryman. Back to Atwater, puts up a 7-footer, going to be off there, no good. Rebounded out of there by Schropp, and she will run from right to left. Flips into the front court, to the baseline, pass underneath, intended for Williams, is picked off now, and out with pass to Kumpke. Caitlin Kumpke is defended there by Chanel Farmer, and Chanel knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Bobcats basketball. 1:37 to go before halftime, 24-10. St. Cecilia leading Blue Hill. To nothing this quarter for the Hawkeyes. Atwater has the basketball, passes it down to Hannah Ockengay in there for the first time. Hannah Ockengay, her pass tipped, but grabbed by Carr. Shot put up and good. It counts, and a foul on the play on St. Cecilia. Jordan Atwater makes the three, and she's fouled on the play. So potential of a four-point play here for the Bobcats. Their first points of the quarter, Jordan Atwater hits the three, fouled on the play. So go to the line to shoot one. And it's 24-13, that foul on Jamie Williams. Atwater makes the three. She has seven. We'll try for the four-point play here. And the free throw in the air, and it is good. So four-point play for Atwater. Makes it 24-10 to 24-14, just like that, with 1:24 to go. Morgan Nicola, Libby Kissinger in. Schropp and Hamburger out for the Hawkettes. That's a momentum builder if you can ever find one. A four-point play for the Bobcats. They go from 14 to 10 behind in the blink of an eye. And St. Cecilia basketball with 1:20 to go. Right side, it's Farmer to Kissinger. Long three, about 3 feet behind the arc, and it's no good. The rebound, Atwater. Behind the defense is Kumpke. She will drive, shoot, and score. Caitlin Kumpke with her 6 points. 6 points in a row for the Bobcats, and it's 24-16 with a minute to go in the first half. Thank you. See a ball in the offensive zone. Kissinger to Farmer. Chanel with it. Baseline to Nicola. Back out to Chanel Farmer. Right side pass to Nicola. Drives the baseline. A runner from 13 is going to be an air ball. No good. They go to the corner. Grabbed by Jamie Williams of St. Cecilia. Williams gets the offensive rebound there. Dribbles it back out to the top of the key to Nicola. And the pass. Morgan cross-court pass to Libby Kissinger. Inside to Williams. Back out to Farmer. The left-handed three in the air. In and out. No good. And there's a foul on the shot. A foul going to be called on St. Cecilia. A foul called on Jamie Williams, her second. And it's going to be a 1-1 for the Bobcats. They cut the lead from 14 down to 8. They scored the last six, and they'll go to the line and try to get two more here. As Lauren Ryman will have the 1-1 with 33 seconds to go in the first half. So the Bobcats were shut out until that four-point play and have scored now the last six. Free throw up by Ryman is going to be no good. The rebound is tipped around, and it goes to Morgan Nicola for St. Cecilia. 24-16, the Hawkettes are going to hold here for the final 25 seconds with one shot, maybe underneath to Erst. Shot put up, no good, but she's hacked on the play. Caitlin Erst to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Foul called on Lauren Ryman of Blue Hill. Two-shot situation here for Caitlin Ernst, who has scored four, dealing with nine in the win last night at Donovan Trumbull. 11 points on the season. Coming into this one, first free throw, no good. Coming into the game, April Feynman, 5'5 junior. And also going to be coming in as Jamie Williams after the free throw is made here by Ernst, if she indeed makes it. Caitlin's free throw is up. It's going to be good. Makes one out of two. And with her two fouls, Ernst is going to go out and not pick up a third here in the final 21 seconds. And back in there is Jamie Williams for St. Cecilia. 25-16 Hawkettes. 21 seconds to go. Bobcats come the length of the floor. Backward pressure by St. Cecilia. Pass tipped out of bounds. Sarah Gettard with the hand there to knock that pass out of bounds. They try to get it into the ball handler of the team, Jordan Atwater. Inbound is stolen by Farmer. Farmer underneath to Gettard. Shot up. Rolls off. No good. Farmer offensive rebound. Turns, shoots with the right hand and scores. Chanel Farmer with the field goal, 27-11. The steal there by the Hawkeyes. There's a pass on the near sideline. It's going to be wide of the intended mark. Bobcats stole it away once again. With 7 seconds to go, St. Cecilia quickly sends in Claire Hamburger and Alyssa Schropp. Nicola goes out. Gettard goes out. St. Cecilia going to try to get a shot off in the final 7 seconds. They lead 27-16. Kissinger now to Farmer off her hands, but it goes to Hamburger. To Farmer, to Hamburger, takes a shot from the wing in the air. In the hole for three. At the buzzer, Claire Hamburger for three. And that's the way the first half ends, on a three by St. Cecilia. And they lead it 30-16. So the St. Cecilia lead was 14, cut to 8, back up to 14 here at halftime. The halftime score, St. Cecilia 30, Blue Hill 16. We'll talk about this first half in 1 minute.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Blue Hill High School, girls and boys high school basketball here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 and at KLIQFM.com. Blaine Bulis with you. Blue Hill and St. Cecilia, the girls game, we've reached halftime. St. Cecilia with the lead, the Hawkettes 30, the Bobcats 16 here at halftime. St. Cecilia has led just about all the way. Our only tie was at 2. The Lady Bobcats have not led in this game. Tied at 2, but St. Cecilia moved the lead up to 12-5 in the first quarter and led 17-8 before having a 17-10 halftime, first quarter lead, 17-10 Hawkettes after 1. St. Cecilia playing the good defense, forcing the turnovers, shut out Blue Hill for much of the second quarter. St. Cecilia gets its lead up to 14 at 24-10, and the Bobcats had not yet scored in the second quarter. St. Cecilia's lead was up to 14. But at that point, Jordan Atwater made a three-point field goal, was fouled on the play, went to the free throw line, and completed the four-point play. And Caitlin Kumpke followed with a field goal on the next possession, and the Bobcats had scored six in a row and cut the 14-point deficit down to 8 at 24-16. But St. Cecilia then scored the last 6 points of the first half, and they lead it by the score of 30-16 into this halftime break. The final field goal, the Claire Hamburger three-pointer, as St. Cecilia got its lead back up to 14 at 30-16. So the Hawkettes have led all the way except for a 2-2 tie and led by 14 at 24-10 and also have a 14-point lead here at halftime by the score of 30-16. So St. Cecilia in the lead all the way so far except for that 2-2 tie. St. Cecilia has been doing a good job on defense. They've held Caitlin Kumpke to 20-point score for the Bobcats to 6. Jordan Atwater has 8 for Blue Hill in the contest. And again, for the first 6 minutes or so of the second quarter, no points for Blue Hill before they have that 4-point play and another field goal. They cut it to 8, but it's now back up to 14 as St. Cecilia gets the last 6 of the second quarter of play. For St. Cecilia in the first half, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 girls to score, and more than that have played. In fact, 7 scored, and 9 played for the Hawkettes in the first half of play. Morgan Nicola had 8 points to lead the way on 4 field goals, 6 points for Chanel Farmer on 3 field goals, 5 for Caitlin Ernst, 2 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 3 points for Libby Kissinger on a 3 in the first quarter of play. Kissinger been in and out of that lineup, as have most of the Hawkettes in that first half, as Coach John Kyle shuffles them in and out of there. Kissinger did not start. She's got an injured back, but she seems to be pretty good shape here this afternoon, as she scored 3 and has played her minutes, although she did not start in the game here tonight, as she usually does. Claire Hamburger with that 3 at the end of the second quarter has 3 points for Olivia Thomas on a field goal, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and 1 field goal for Jamie Williams. So 7 Hawkettes score, Alyssa Schropp and Sarah Gennett also play, but they did not score. So nine seeing action for St. Cecilia. Josie Jackson also in there. So 10 played, 7 scored. St. Cecilia led by Nicholas, 8. Chanel Farmer with 6. Kaylin Ernst with 5. Libby Kissinger with 3. Claire Hamburger with 3. Olivia Thomas with 3. Amy Williams with 2. The Hawkettes 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. 17 first quarter points, 13 in the second, 30 in the first half for the Hawkettes. For the Bobcats, Tim Streff's Blue Hill Bobcats, 3 players score, 8 points for Jordan Atwater, including that 4-point play in the second quarter. 4 points each quarter for the senior, Jordan Atwater. She has 8. Caitlin Kumpke has 3 field goals for 6 for Blue Hill. Macy Coffey, 2 points, 2 free throws made by Macy, but she was at the free throw line 4 times, shooting 2 free throws. Fouled in the act 4 times, but Macy could connect on only 2 of the 8 free throws into that first half. She has 2 points and 1 free throw missed by Lauren Ryman for the Bobcats. So 8 for Atwater, 6 for Kumpke, 2 for Coffey, 3 scores in this game for Blue Hill. They are 3 out of 10 from the free throw line. So we would have a closer ball game, and the Bobcats hit the 4 of their free throws, only 3 out of 10 from the free throw line. 10 points in the second quarter. That mini run of 6 in the second quarter, they're only 6 of the quarter for the Bobcats. 16 in the first half. St. Cecilia with the lead by the score of 30-16 in the basketball game here this afternoon. The boys' game will follow here on the Breeze as our high school basketball coverage begins for the 2011-12 season on KLIQ FM 94.5, The Breeze, one of our family of stations, one of the members of our family of stations of Platte River Radio. St. Cecilia 30 and the Blue Hill 16 in this girls' contest. And St. Cecilia, as we mentioned, coming in, averaged 46.5 points a game. They shouldn't have really a problem getting over that, as they have done a pretty good job offensively working against this 2-3 zone, trying to create their shots underneath and hitting a couple of threes also in that first half. And the Hawkettes have given up only 32 points per game. Blue Hill has averaged 55 points a game, have only 16 here at halftime, so the Bobcats have some work to do offensively. They average 55 a game. They've given up only 33, but they have only 16 here at halftime. And the halftime score is St. Cecilia 30 and Blue Hill 16 in our girls' game here this afternoon. We will take a timeout, and when we return, we will have the third quarter play-by-play. We'll be back with the third quarter in 1 minute.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Our men's Superstore. Shopping center around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. We're the U Get More Superstore.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Blue Hill High School. The third quarter about to begin in this girls' game with St. Cecilia leading Blue Hill by the score of 30-16. The college Bronco basketball teams, the women and men, are playing at Briar Cliff today. Those games on 1230 KHS Radio. After that tonight on 1230 KHS Radio, the Nebraska men will play at Texas Christian. That'll have a tip-off at 7 o'clock, pregame around 6 o'clock, or after Bronco coverage on 1230 KHAS Radio. As we follow our local area teams, Nebraska Cornhuskers on Platte River Radio. St. Cecilia has led all the way. They've had a 14-point lead twice, including at this moment, a halftime lead at 30-16. The Bobcats had a 6-point run there in that second quarter. Got it down to 8, but it's back up to 14 here at halftime by the score of 30-16. Hawkettes send out Caitlin Ernst and Chanel Farmer, Olivia Thomas, Morgan Nicola and Jamie Williams to start this third quarter, the five that started at the basketball game. And coming out, Jordan Atwater, Macy Coffey, Lauren Ryman, Caitlin Kumke, and Kelsey Carr for the Bobcats. And it will be Blue Hill basketball. They'll shoot at the basket to our left. They'll get the basketball far sideline at the time at the timeline, and Macy Coffey will inbound, and the Bobcats will throw it in the third quarter. Is underway, and Jordan Atwater gets the pass from Macy Coffey. Here we go. As you see, we'll be in a man-to-man to start this third quarter of play. Kumke with the basketball on the right wing for the Bobcats. They have work to do. They're down by 14 at the third quarter underway. Kumke in on the left corner. Pass out to Atwater, right side to Coffey. Baseline now, Kumke, 18-footer, no good. Rebound up and good, this time by Kelsey Carr. Kelsey Carr moves in there, gets the offensive rebound and scores. 30-18, Saint Cecilia quickly into the front court. Farmer with it. Chanel right side to Williams. Jamie Williams, the senior, inside to Ernst. Double team took away from her. Goes out of bounds and a player out of bounds, and it's off of Saint Cecilia. It'll be Bobcats basketball. 30-18, the Bobcats. If they've been instructed, they got to get more aggressive here. Tim Streff, the time coach at Blue Hill, giving his halftime instructions. And the Bobcats have the ball. They're down by 12. Atwater quickly into the lane. Dumps it off underneath. Nice pass underneath by Atwater. Field goal, Kelsey Carr. Two in a row for Carr. And it's 30-20. Much more aggressiveness offensively and defensively by the Bobcats. They're in a man-to-man defense this half. Thomas's shot's going to be high off the glass and no good. Out of pass to Atwater as the Bobcats clear there. Kumke with the rebound, Atwater. Front court now to Caitlin Kumke. So a quick four by the Bobcats. This one is tightening up here. It's down to 10. Kumke from the baseline. Shot will roll off. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot put up by Coffey. No good. And a paddle underneath. Tipped around for the basketball. Grabbed by Thomas. Thomas tipped away and stolen from her by Macy Coffey. And she's fouled in the play. Nicola will foul Coffey. Morgan Nicola with a foul for St. Cecilia. As the Hawkettes turn over to start this sequence. And it'll be foul on Nicola, and the Bobcats inbound down 30-20 with 6:34 to go. Caitlin Kumke to inbound, does to Jordan Atwater, to Coffey. Macy at the top of the key, right-handed dribble. Pass picked off inside by Ernst. She's tied up on the play, and the ball still on the floor. Two Bobcats down there, and Ernst down there, and it'll be faced to see the ball on the alternate possession on the jump ball call. Libby Kissinger checks in. Olivia Thomas checks out for the Hawkettes. Farmer and Kissinger at the guards. Nicola Williams and Ernst up front for St. Cecilia. Ahead by 10 with 6:20 to go in the third. Kissinger for St. Cecilia. The brother Matt in the boys' game coming up. Jamie Williams with it to Farmer. Chanel had a shot at the three but declined to take it. Kissinger, Libby with it. Bounce pass inside to Jamie Williams and she is fouled in the play. Nice pass inside Kissinger to Williams, and a foul called on Kelsey Carr, Blue Hill. To the free throw line to shoot two is Jamie Williams. She took that pass. Nice bounce pass from Libby Kissinger, and Williams fouled in the act. Jamie has two. We'll shoot two. Exactly 2 minutes gone, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Free throw Williams no good. The Hawkettes two out of five from the free throw line. Blue Hill only three out of ten. A quick start, quick early four by the Bobcats, cutting the lead down to 10 here. Williams' second free throw will bounce around and down. It's a lot of bounces, but falls through 31-20. St. Cecilia by 11. In the backcourt, it's Atwater. Now to Coffey. Macy will dribble it across the sideline, tipped away from Urban. Macy will run it down. Basketball pass to Ryman. Lauren with it. Her pass out to Kumke. Kumke now back out to Atwater. Now to Caitlin Kumke, deep in the right corner. Now to Jordan Atwater. Farmer on the defense there, Atwater to Carr, left wing, Kumke shot partially blocked there by Morgan Nicola, Kumke grabs it back to Carr in the lane, I got to Atwater for three in the hole, Jordan Atwater with 11, and it's 31-23, the lead down to 8, as close as Blue Hill has been since that second quarter, since the first period of play, it's 8 points down to 31-23, pass underneath the Farmer, shot up no good, but she's fouled in the play. Chanel Farmer working the back door play there on the pass from Libby Kissinger. Foul Bobcats. Jordan Atwater picks up the foul. Her first. Chanel Farmer to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. 31-23 Hawkettes. Farmers free throw will bounce high off the back iron and the side of the rim and no good. Into the game, Adrian Lipker, 5'11 freshman, in for Lauren Ryman for the Hawkettes. Alyssa Schropp checks in for St. Cecilia. Second free throw by Farmer is good. Makes one out of two. She has seven. 32-23 Hawkettes. Sarah Gettert in for Morgan Nicola. So Gettert on the floor with Kissinger, Ernst, Farmer, and Schropp. Backcourt Atwater. Jordan with a left-handed dribble across that timeline. Farmer tries to tie her up. Can't do that. Atwater. Lipker turns from seven and scores. Adrian Lipker, the freshman, with the first field goal. 32-25. Bobcats, again, much more aggressive offensively here. Now they fall back into their 2-3 zone. Farmer to Kissinger. Free throw line pass to Gettert. Pass tip, grabbed by Coffey. Turnover, Hawkettes. Basketball goes to the floor and a tie up there. Gettert in the mix there with Atwater and Lipker. Alternate possession to come forward. It will go to Blue Hill. Morgan Nicola quickly back in, sir. Gettert out for St. Cecilia. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. It's a 7-point Hawkett lead. Blue Hill has gotten themselves right back in the basketball game. It's down to 7. Trailed by 14 starting the quarter. Atwater into the lane. The pass underneath is deflected. It goes to the baseline. Coming out of there with it is Schropp for St. Cecilia. Hawkettes run from left to right. Schropp will drive all the way to the basket. Shot misses. The Chiefs fouled on the play. And speaking of offensive aggression, nice length of the floor dribble. It's a Schropp, and she'll shoot two. Allen Kelsey Carr. And Alyssa Schropp to shoot two. That's two on Carr, and Schropp will shoot two. Has not scored till now. Makes the first of two. 33-25. Olivia Thomas back in. Caitlin Ernst out for the Hawkettes. 8-point St. Cecilia lead. Jamie Williams going to check in. After this free throw, will bounce down and good. Schropp makes them both. She has 2 points. 34-25. Farmer out. Williams in. Williams, Schropp, Kissinger, Nicola, and Thomas for the Hawkettes. Bobcat basketball backcourt. It's Kumpke. Caitlin's going to bring it up the floor against the defense of Schropp. DeLipker left alone from 18, and the post player will miss the shot. Schropp with another rebound. Runs again from left to right. Listen to the front court now. We'll wait for her teammates to join her in the offensive zone to Kissinger on the right wing. Top of the key to Schropp. To Nicola. They play it behind the three-point arc. Libby Kissinger loops a pass with the left hand to Nicola. Inside to Thomas. Turns and shoots and scores off the glass. Good inside pass there to Olivia Thomas. And she has five. And it's 36-25. And on the defensive end of things, St. Cecilia fouls. Schropp will pick up the foul on defense there. Hawkettes by 11 with 3:45 to go. April Feynman will come into the game for Blue Hill. She's a 5'5 junior. Upcat basketball. Macy Coffey inbounds to Feynman. The offensive zone is April. Stolen by Schropp. Schropp with the defense comes out of there with the basketball. Steal Alyssa. Chop up. It's going to be short. Battle for it on the baseline. Lifter comes up with the ball. Tries to get it out of the pass. And it's 2-on-0 here for Blue Hill. Atwater shot will roll out of there. No good. Blue Hill had three players down the floor and could not convert them away up. A missed field goal right underneath by the Bobcats, and it goes to St. Cecilia out of bounds. And on the floor, the offensive zone here is Libby Kissinger. We'll get the number of the St. Cecilia player. Well, it's Alyssa Schropp. Alyssa ran that last fast break, tried to put up a shot, and they're looking at her right ankle. She was not in the last sequence down at the other end of the floor, so Alyssa's been on the deck now, and just looks like an ankle, and she may be sitting the rest of this one out. Alyssa's done a good job this quarter, and she's got the grimace, that right ankle. She's got some pain, and she's being helped off the floor by both her teammates, and she's going to sit here to our right on the floor. Of course, here at Blue Hill, we're on the stage, and the seating only on one side of the gymnasium. The stage scores table on this side, so Alyssa Schropp will be tended to two on the near sideline. And Chanel Farmer will check back in. Let's hope Alyssa's not too badly here. As the Hawkeyes have an 11-point lead. It's Blue Hill basketball. That last sequence, the ball was out of bounds off the Blue Hawks, so the Bobcats get another shot at it here, but they missed an easy shot inside. There's a pass to Kelsey Carr. Carr now to Lipker to Atwater. Pass underneath. Nice pass underneath to April Fame, and Atwater with the assist there. Fame with the field goal. 36-27, the Bobcats hanging tough here. They try to get it closer than the 7. It's now 9, 36-27. Thomas in the corner now to Williams to Farmer for 3 with the left hand in the hole. Chanel Farmer, she has 10. Quick timeout. St. Cecilia's John Kyle after the field goal made by Farmer. We'll take a timeout with 2:45 to go third quarter. St. Cecilia now after that 3, 39. Blue Hill 27 back in 30 seconds.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in this third quarter, and we have an ice pack delivered over here to the St. Cecilia Hawkeye bench. They're going to get that on the ankle of Alyssa Schropp, who's went down a few plays ago, and she's got like a right ankle injury, so the ice pack's going to be applied there, and she will be maybe not playing anymore tonight. We'll maybe next week in the next ball game for the Hawkeye. Here we go with the Bobcat basketball down by 12. There's a pass and in the front court, stolen there, a steal by St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer comes up with the steal to Libby Kissinger. Eyes at three, doesn't take it. Libby with the basketball. Right side to Morgan Nichols. She'll take the three from the wing. It'll be short. No good. Grab by Lipker. Lipker with the rebound to Caitlin Kumpke for the Bobcats. 2:24 to go, third quarter. 12 points, St. Cecilia lead. It's been between 14 and 7 for about the last two full quarters. St. Cecilia pulling away in the first quarter, and they've had the lead of as many as 14 and as little as 7. Pretty much controlled the game here. Thomas out, Ernst in for the Hawkettes. And quickly checking back in is going to be Sarah Gettert. Jamie Williams out for the Hawkettes. Blue Hill basketball, Kumpke to inbound near the corner in the offensive zone to Coffey. Quickly out to Kumpke, who comes in after throwing the ball in, takes the three, no good. Coffey, 5-4 jump ball. Gettert ties up Macy Coffey, and in the alternate possession here, it goes to St. Cecilia. Farmer inbounds to Kissinger. 2:07 to go, third quarter. Libby Kissinger front court for the Hawkeyes. Right side to Nicola to Kissinger. Left wing to Farmer. Chanel, top of the key. The pass to Kissinger. Pass is too strong for Getter. Picked off by Lipker. In the backcourt, turnover to Hawkeyes. Basketball to Carr. And now to the Bobcats. Lexi Himmelberg, the 5'4 junior, controls with the left-handed dribble. Himmelberg with the ball to Lipker. Adrian Lipker, it's knocked away from her, and the Bobcat basketball stays with the Bobcats after a short rest. Jordan Atwater back in for Lexi Himmelberg. Blue Hill ball, now the officials having something on the floor in the near corner here. And officials attending to that. Officials just want everybody completely off the floor on this near sideline. And the benches, of course, on this near sideline. And not much wiggle room between the sideline and the benches here. So everything has to be completely cleared off. And that's what that was all about. And Blue Hill has the basketball. The inbound, they're down by a dozen here. Lipker to the baseline, pass underneath, shot by Kumpke, blocked by Nicola, but a foul going to be called on Morgan Nicola. Thanks to the bench, want a clean block here. The officials say no. Foul called on Morgan Nicola, and to the free throw line to shoot two is Caitlin Kumpke. It's sounded good. It sounded like hand against basketball, but there must have been a little body contact there, and Nicola picks up the foul. And Kumpke will shoot two and makes the first. Caitlin with seven. She averages 20 on the season, 39-28. Caitlin Kumpke. Remember this team last year, Jordan Atwater, Macy Coffey, the freshman, played a lot last year. So this is a veteran ball club. Second free throw missed, and Nicola comes out of there with the rebound. Front court pass with Chanel Farmer, 39-28. And see it by 11, 1:22 to go in the third. Farmer with it, takes the three on the wing. It's going to be off the iron, no good. Kumpke with the rebound from the bottom. Guess they want to run. Behind the defense is Atwater. She will drive, shoot, and it rolls off there, no good. Rebound by Coffey. Offensive rebound to Kumpke, top of the key for three. This one's off the iron, no good. Another rebound for Morgan Nicola. Off the pass to Gettert. Gettert to Kissinger. Libby, front court for St. Cecilia. Reversal dribble now between the rings. Gives up the dribble. Right side pass to Nicola. 2-3 zone defense by the Bobcats. Kissinger with the ball. Right side to Nicola. Need to get her. Turn, shoots off the rim. And backboard, no good. Tipped out of bounds off of a Hawkett. It'll go to the Bobcats. Jamie Williams in. Libby Kissinger out for St. Cecilia. 47 seconds to go. Third quarter, 39-28. Hawkett. Coffey wants to inbound the ball, does, in the backcourt to Atwater. Jordan, she's just been almost shadowed all evening long. She is main responsibility getting the ball up the floor for the Bobcats. And they've had two or three defenders on her, have the Hawkettes. Bobcats had the ball, Kumpke deep in the left corner to the baseline. Stop shot blocked by Nicola. Morgan tries to save it, can't save it, but another block there by Morgan Nicola. Into the game is going to be Elizabeth Schwab, the 5'9 senior. For the Bobcats, so Schwab in the game. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Kumpke wants to throw it in. She does long to the timeline to Coffey. Macy with it. Tipped away, stolen by Farmer. Quick hand, Chanel Farmer. She will drive, shoot, and score. Another steal and score, Chanel Farmer. She has a dozen. 41-28, the lead back up to 13. It was 14 at halftime. 13 seconds to go. Atwater to Kumpke. Baseline shot, short, no good. Nicola there to rebound. She's fouled on the play. Morgan Nicola fouled on the play, and the Hawkettes will not be in a shooting situation. St. Cecilia basketball. 7 seconds to go. A shot by Williams for three is going to be no good. They bound for it. Ernst gets it, shoots from the baseline, off the rim, no good. Getter tries to grab it. As time expires, no one can gain control, and the third quarter comes to an end with the score. St. Cecilia 41, Blue Hill 28, back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Blue Hill outscores St. Cecilia 12-11 in that third quarter of play, but the Hawkett lead is still 13 as we go into the fourth quarter, 41-28. Blue Hill trailed 30-16 after three, got it down to 7, 32-25. St. Cecilia then goes on and scores, outscores the Bobcats 9-3, and lead 41-28 as the fourth quarter underway here at Blue Hill. Atwater, as the Bobcats have the ball to Kumpke, pass inside, is tipped, and another block on the play. Morgan Nicola, another block on the shot there by Kelsey Carr. That's the third block, although one of those blocks was a foul also called. Nicola will get the steal there as the errant pass by the Bobcats. She drives, shoots, and scores. Morgan Nicola all the way on the drive. She has 10. It's 43-28. St. Cecilia now with a 15-point lead, their biggest of the evening. Ryman with the basketball to Coffey. Coffey to Atwater. Right side to Kumpke. Takes the three from the wing in the air. Off the iron, no good. Battle part underneath. Saving the ball of the Bobcats, and it goes out to Atwater. Atwater to Coffey. Inside to Ryman. Tipped away from her. Stolen by Gettert. Sarah goes to the floor, as does a Bobcat jump ball call. Gettert out there and is tied up on the play. Claire Hamburger comes in. Olivia Thomas comes in. Josie Jackson comes in. Williams goes out. Gettert goes out. Ernst goes out. So it's Hamburger and Thomas and Nicola and Jackson and Kissinger. For the Hawkettes and Josie Jackson. Again, it's a 2-3 zone for the Bobcats, and St. Cecilia can afford to take their time here and be patient with 7:07 to go, up by 15. This is their biggest lead of the game. They may force the Bobcats out of this zone before long. It's a 15-point deficit, and St. Cecilia can throw it around all they want around about 3-point arc. There's a pass tipped out of bounds by Kumpke. So patience is a virtue, and we'll see if the Hawkettes have any of it in this fourth quarter. Kissinger to inbound does. Pass tipped away, going to be stolen by Jordan Atwater. So there's a turnover on St. Cecilia. Atwater back to Kumpke, left alone for three in the air, off the backboard. No good rebound. Shot by Coffey's no good. Tipped around, and it goes to Jackson for the Hawkettes. Long pass to Kissinger behind the defense. Libby drives, shoots with the left hand, and scores. Libby Kissinger with five. St. Cecilia increases its lead to 17 with 6.5 minutes to play. Well, Bobcats got it down to 7, but now it's back up to 17. Atwater with it. To Carr. There's a pass to Kumpke. Saves it from going out of bounds. And there's a foul going to be called as Olivia Thomas fouls in the play. It's the outlet pass there by Kumpke, but Thomas whistled for the foul. 3 on Olivia. Caitlin Ernst will come in. Comes in for Morgan Nicola. Comes in for Claire Hamburger. Thomas on the floor now with Ernst. Jackson. Chanel Farmer back in for Nicola. And Libby Kissinger out there for the Hawkettes. 6:16 to go in the ballgame. 17-point lead. Kumpke drives, tipped away from her, so she has no shot there. And Thomas comes up with it to Kissinger. To Farmer, shoots and scored. Nice pass by Kissinger to Farmer. 14 for Chanel. 47-28. Tim Streff and Blue Hill want to get a timeout with 6:02 to go. St. Cecilia with their biggest lead at 19. The score, Hawkettes 47, Bobcats 28, back in 30 seconds.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, our thanks to all the good Blue Hill sponsors, Thramer's Food Center and New Beginnings Preschool, Ron's Pharmacy, Glenwood Telephone. Allen's our halftime sponsor, the You Get More Superstore, Allen's, West 2nd Street in Hastings, and the New Tech Seed, our pregame show sponsors, our sports booster sponsors, all of our sponsors. We thank them for all their support throughout the year. Foul called on St. Cecilia as the Bobcats get the ball in the front court. Libby Kissinger picks up her second. Olivia Thomas goes out. And Jamie Williams comes in for the Hawkettes. 47-28 St. Cecilia, Blue Hill basketball. Carr on the baseline. Pass and 10 underneath the rim. And she gets the ball shot up. It's going to be no good. Rebound by Coffey. And Macy getting the offensive board is fouled in the play. Macy Coffey back to the free throw line to shoot a pair for the Bobcats. For the fifth time, Coffey goes to the line to shoot two. And Macy has only 2 out of 8 from the line, has 2 points. This free throw's up, rolls off there, no good. The first foul called there on Chanel Farmer. 47-28, Coffey misses the first. She has 2 free throws, no field goals. Second free throw's good. So 3 points from Macy, 47-29. And Coffey averages 12 points. She has only 3 and no field goals in this game. Blue Hawks. Rockets basketball up by 18, 5:35 to go in the ballgame. There's a lob underneath Ernst. She will shoot and score. Nice pass there to Caitlin Ernst, and she knows how to work it inside there, and she has 7, 49-29. Rockets' biggest lead now at 20. Atwater to Kumpke. To Ryman, pass underneath to Carr. Her shot going to be up short, no good. Ernst battles for the ball. She's tied up on the play by Lauren Ryman. Ultimate possession on this jump ball. It will stay with the Bobcats. Josie Jackson out. Morgan Nicola in for the Hawkettes. Adrian Lipker, the freshman, back in. Ryman out for the Bobcats. Kumpke to inbound for Blue Hill. Caitlin will look. She'll look long to Atwater between the rings, and Jordan catches it. Passes on the left wing to Kumpke. 20 points, St. Cecilia with 5:10 to go. Atwater, free throw line pass now to Coffey. Her pass deflected there. tipped around like a pinball machine, rolls from the nearest sideline and out of bounds, and it'll be off the Bobcat safety officials. Claire Hamburger, Olivia Thomas in for St. Cecilia. Caitlin Ernst, Libby Kissinger go out. So it's Thomas and Williams and Hamburger and Farmer and Nicola for the Hawkettes, up by 20 with 4:55 to go. Hamburger now to Nicola, top of the key. It's a man-to-man defense now for the Bobcats. They have to come out of that 2-3 zone. They're down by 20. They have to get really aggressive defensively here and force some turnovers, and St. Cecilia are going to run their offense. There's a pass tip. Atwater goes for the steal, can't quite get it. Ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. St. Cecilia inbounds. Farmer does in the backcourt to Claire Hamburg. Hamburger dribbles it into the scoring zone, gets the screen. Gives up her dribble now. Her pass going to go to Nicola. Nicola into the lane. A runner from eight is going to be off the backboard and rim. No good. Rebound by Lipker. Lipker clears for the Bobcats to Atwater. Bobcats run from right to left underneath the tape. Then Kumpke, and Kumpke scores. Caitlin Kumpke with the field goal. She has nine, and it's 49-31. St. Cecilia by 18. On court, Farmer to Nicola. Top of the key to Hamburger. 4:08 to go in our fourth quarter. Inside to Thomas. Back out to Nicola. To Farmer at the top of the key. Right side to Morgan Nicola to Farmer. Chanel drives, bounce pass to Hamburger. No shot there. Back to Nicola. Hawkettes in no hurry to shoot. Don't need to be when you're up by 18 with 3:45 to go. Williams with the basketball. Jamie to the free throw line. Back out to Hamburger. Right side to Nicola to Thomas. 13-footer by Olivia is up and good. For the offense patient, 7 points now for Thomas. 20-point St. Cecilia lead, 51-31. 3.5 to play. Kumpke to Carr. Carr to Atwater. Jordan with it. Free throw line to Coffey in the lane. Puts up a left-handed shot. Rolls off there. No good. The rebound by Nicola. Morgan with the rebound for St. Cecilia to Farmer. Chanel pass underneath now to Williams, but she'll dribble it back out behind the arc. Now inside the arc, takes a 13-footer and scores. Jimmy Williams with five. 53-31, and it's going to be a timeout by Blue Hills' Tim Streff. Timeout on the floor with 3:05 to go in the ballgame. St. Cecilia in control. They've led all the way except for a 2-2 tie. We'll take a timeout. Hawkettes 53, Lady Bobcats 31. Back in 30 seconds.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball here for you this afternoon on KLIQ-FM 94.5, The Breeze, and at KLIQFM.com. Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. St. Cecilia 53, Blue Hill 31. 3:05 to go in the ballgame, and the Bobcats will have the basketball. And St. Cecilia is going to win its second game in a row after the opening night loss. The Bobcats are going to have their first loss of the season after starting the season with 3 wins. Jordan Atwater with that basketball. Double team there, needs some help. Pass is tipped off by Josie Jackson. Josie will drive, put up the shot, blocked out of bounds by Atwater. Josie had nowhere to go to the 5'3" junior, and her shot tipped out of bounds by Jordan Atwater. Farmer to inbound. Chanel does in the corner to Gettert. Sarah with the basketball, a couple dribbles back out to Kissinger. Libby Kissinger back in, pass inside to Ernst. Is tipped away and grabbed there by Atwater. Turnover, Hawkett. From behind, the steal by Chanel Farmer. She will drive and score. Steal and score, Farmer. 16 for Chanel, 55-31. Thanks to see us. Played about 10 players through the game. There's a pass off the hands of Chelsea Carr and out of bounds. Turnover, Bobcats. Claire Hamburger back in. That might be it for Chanel Farmer. She'll close with 16 at 2:29 to go. And we'll have the count, but Chanel probably had close to double-digit on steals in this game. Great defensive effort by Farmer and 16 points. Ernst with the basketball for St. Cecilia out of Kissinger as the Hawkettes will close this one out. 2:18 to go to Jackson. Josie with it to Claire Hamburger to Jackson. Josie one dribble pass to Kissinger. It'll be now to Hamburger cross court to kiss, excuse me, to Jackson underneath to Ernst, and she's pushed from behind. Caitlin Ernst will go to the line for the Hawkettes. 55-31. So the Bobcats got it to 7-point deficit, 32-25, but since then, St. Cecilia has outscored the Bobcats 23-6. Side to Ernst, and she is tied up on the play. It was a non-foul shooting situation earlier. Ernst tied up here, but it stays with St. Cecilia with 2:01 to go. Getter to inbound does to Jackson. Right side to Kissinger. Libby with it. St. Cecilia now will set up the offense once again as they continue to work on things. Pass too strong underneath. Kissinger intended for Getter. Out of bounds. Turnover. Hawkettes basketball Bobcats. 55-31 with 1:50 to go. The Bobcats had it down to 7, 32-25, but since then, St. Cecilia has scored 23 points. The Bobcats have scored only 6. There's a pass picked off by Ernst. Another turnover, Bobcats. Jackson into the front court for St. Cecilia to Hamburger. Back to Josie Jackson to Hamburger. 1:31 to go in the fourth and final quarter. Boys game to follow here on the Breeze, about 20 minutes after this one. There's a pass picked off by Kelsey Carr. Turnover, St. Cecilia to Kumke. Caitlin drives, shoots, scores. It'll count, and she's fouled. 11 for Kumke. She'll go to the line to try to complete this three-point play. Foul call on St. Cecilia, Josie Jackson, and Caitlin Kumke. Up to 11. She averages 20. She has 11. Jordan Atwater with 11. St. Cecilia's Caitlin Ernst will come out of the game. She's finished with 7 on the evening. Into the basketball game for St. Cecilia. Paige Kostler, a 5'4" sophomore, her first appearance. Ernst done with 7. Farmer's out of the game with 16. Kumke's free throw is up, and it's good. Three-point play for Caitlin. She has 5 this quarter, 12 in the game, and it's 55-34 on the three-point play there by Caitlin Kumke. 55-34 with 1:18 clock runs, fourth and final quarter. Kostler with it now to Kissinger. To Kostler on the wing, bounce pass to Kissinger against this 2-3 Blue Hill zone. The Blue Hill bench has been kind of cleared, too. Players that have played some in this game, getting a little more playing time for both these teams. 1 minute to go in the ball game. Gettard with it to Jackson, and a whistle and a timeout. St. Cecilia, they want to get everybody in the ball game. It was Blue Hill in no hurry to foul here, so we'll take a timeout with 56 seconds to go. St. Cecilia 55, Blue Hill 34, back in 30 seconds.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
First appearance in this game for Maddie Schwenka, the 5'8 sophomore. She'll inbound for St. Cecilia. Schwenka's out there with Jackson, Kostler, Hamburger, and Getter. Is one of the maybe smallest ball clubs out on the floor for St. Cecilia now. They don't have too many tall people in. They started big, but only have a Sarah Gettard of much height out there. There's a shot from the wing for 3, going to be off there, no good by Paige Kostler. The rebound by the Bobcats, and driving is April Fayman. She will shoot and score. April Fayman with her second field goal, and it's 55-36 with 30 seconds to go in the ball game. St. Cecilia will go to 2-1 on the year and be heading over to Wood River on Tuesday night. Another road game coming up. There's a ball tipped in the backcourt, run down by Josie Jackson with 20 seconds to go. Jackson now across the timeline for the Hawkettes. Kostler now to Schwenka, and Schwenka's tied up. Maddie tied up on the play. Alternate possession goes to the Bobcats with 14 seconds to go in this basketball game, and St. Cecilia will be 2-1. The Bobcats will drop to 3-1. The final 9 seconds, 55-36. Bobcat basketball, as they've gotten everybody into the game, too. Lexi Himmelberg with it. It's to Hannah Ockengate. Shot put up. Going to be partially deflected. Another shot put up. It will not count. It goes down for Elizabeth Schwab. But the officials say it won't count. And the basketball game is over. And the final score, St. Cecilia 55, Blue Hill 36. The Hawkettes do not trail in the game. We were tied only at 2. Saints will see it pulls away in the first half of play, led by 14 at halftime. The Bobcats got it down to 7 in the third quarter, but at that point, Saints will see outscores Blue Hill 23-11 in the final quarter and a half, and the Hawkettes win it by the score of 55-36. We'll talk about this one in more detail. That's coming up after this 90-second timeout.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends, the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Blue Hill High School, the girls' game. As we like to say, in the books here, and St. Cecilia defeats the Blue Hill Bobcats by the score of 55-36. So a two-win weekend for St. Cecilia and the first loss of the season for the Blue Hill Bobcats. St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 55-36. The Hawkettes never trailed in this game. We were tied at 2, but at that point, St. Cecilia got up 4-2, led 6-3, 8-3, up to 12-5, 17-8 in the first quarter, 17-10 Hawkettes after one quarter. St. Cecilia moves that lead up to 14 in the second quarter, 24-10, and did it with some aggressive defense and a good offensive output in that first half as the Hawkettes led 24-10 and then up that lead, and it was a 14-point lead at 30-16 at halftime. St. Cecilia led 24-10. The Bobcats go on a 6-point run, cut it down to 8, 24-16. The St. Cecilia scored the last six of the half, led 30-16 at halftime. The Bobcats come out aggressively, offensively and defensively in the third quarter, cut the lead from the 14-point halftime deficit down to 7, 32-25. And yeah, that was as close as the Bobcats would get, 32-25. As St. Cecilia led it at that point, and St. Cecilia at that point outscored Blue Hill the rest of the game, 23-11, and St. Cecilia won it by the 19-point margin of 55-36. The Hawkettes led 41-28 after three. Their biggest lead of the game was 24 points at 55-31, and the Hawkettes win it by the score of 55-36. St. Cecilia just with too much depth here against the Bobcats. The defense good and the offense providing a couple double-figure scores. 8 players score for St. Cecilia. Everybody got to play, and 8 scored in the basketball game for the Hawkettes, and they win at 55-36. Leading the way for St. Cecilia was Chanel Farmer. She had 16, 6 in the first half, another 10 in the second half, and a lot of steals. I don't have the official figure here, but Chanel Farmer had a lot of steals for St. Cecilia. Good defensive effort by Farmer offensively, too. She had 16 to lead the way. 10 points for Morgan Nicola. She had 8 in the first half, 2 in the second. 10 for Morgan. A good job on the boards. A few blocks in the game also for Morgan. She plays well defensively. The senior, the solid effort again by Caitlin Ernst. She has 7. 7 points for Olivia Thomas, who got the start tonight. 5 for Libby Kissinger. Libby bothered by a bad back the last game or so, played a little bit last time, but played a lot tonight, so Olivia appears to be okay, and Kissinger scored 5 points on the night, 5 for Jamie Williams, 3 for Claire Hamburger, 2 for Alyssa Schropp before Alyssa was injured, a right ankle injury, and we'll try to get an update on her condition and how she is, but she went out in the third quarter with an ankle injury, but hopefully Alyssa is fine. There will be fine, but an ankle injury, some ice was being applied. 16 for Farmer, 10 for Morgan Nicholas, 7 for Caitlin Ernst, 7 for Olivia Thomas, 5 for Jamie Williams, 5 for Libby Kissinger, 3 for Claire Hamburger, 2 for Alyssa Schropp had 2, and also playing quite a bit, but not scoring, Sarah Getter and Josie Jackson. Paige Kostler also got in the game, did not score. Maddie Schwenk also playing, but did not score. Everybody got to play for the Hawkettes. They win it 55-36, and they go to 2-1 on the season. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, 12 points for Caitlin Kumpke. She has averaged 20 through the first three. She got 12 tonight and got half in each half, 6 in the first half, 6 in the second, 12 for Kumpke. Jordan Atwater scored 11 tonight. Macy Coffey, who came into the game averaging 11 a game, had only three free throws for Coffey. She scored 3 on the night, 4 for Kelsey Carr, 4 for April Feynman, and 3 for Macy Coffey, and 2 for Adrian Lipker for the Bobcats. The Bobcats, 6 out of 15 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia, 6 out of 10. 12 for Caitlin Kumpke, 11 for Jordan Atwater to lead the way. St. Cecilia with the victory, 55-36. They go 2-1 on the year, and the Hawkettes' next game will be at Wood River next Tuesday, December the 13th, and Blue Hill falls to 3-1, and the Bobcats' next game will be at Wood River also, but it's next Thursday, so these two opponents for these two teams will be Wood River next week. Things will be on Tuesday, and Blue Hill will go to Wood River on Thursday. So the Bobcats 3-1, the Hawkettes 2-1. St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 55-36. That will do it for the play-by-play of this first basketball game. I'll tell you what we're going to do is Coach John Kyle is we hope to hear from Coach Kyle, but we may not have that opportunity here as the basketball team will tend to Alyssa Schropp and probably head back to Hastings, in fact, as they come up before the guys. So the St. Cecilia, we may not get a chance to talk to Coach Kyle. So what we're going to do is we're going to send it back to KLIQ FM 94.5 for just a few minutes. In fact, there's 15 minutes before the tip-off. These teams are whistled in, and I tell you what, let's send it back to KLIQ FM for the next 10 minutes, and we'll rejoin the broadcast here at Blue Hill and at about 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. So 10 minutes from now, we'll be back with the boys play-by-play. That will do it for the girls' contest. We'll take a break and talk to you again in about 10 minutes here from Blue Hill High School. The girls' final, St. Cecilia 55, Blue Hill 36. Back with the boys' game in 10 minutes. This is Blaine Bulis from Blue Hill High School. Talk to you in 10.